You are listening to the Doug Hagman Radio Show, weekdays 9 to 10 a.m. Eastern Time. And now the man behind the mic, a private investigator with over 30 years under his belt, Doug Hagman.
Good morning, everyone. It's 6 a.m. on the West Coast of America, 9 a.m. here in the East. Welcome to Hagman. It's the Doug Hagman Investigative Hour for today, Tuesday, August 21st, 2018. And so it begins. And so it begins. You know, I logged into the our YouTube channel, which has got thousands of hours of videos. Still up. You can still get to it. But I was greeted with a warning. Let me see if I can... I'm extremely angry. Not at the warning. I expected this. I'm angry at those people who have rejoiced and continue to rejoice in various channels that have been taken down, saying, in particular, InfoWars. No, I'm not angry. I'm pissed off. And I'll tell you what, who should be really looking at this and yelling from the rooftops are the people, especially on our side, on the right, who don't have YouTube channels, don't have skin in this particular game. They are protected by a network, whether it be Fox or whether it be, I don't know. Name the network. But here, let me read the big warning box that I was greeted with upon signing in. As you may know, our community guidelines describe which content we allow and don't allow on YouTube. YouTube, your video, quote, Controlled Chaos and the Destruction of the West, was flagged for review. Okay, now stop there. All right. Why? Was it the title? Was it the tags? Was it the program description? This was last night. This was Monday night. Peter Barry Chowka coming on. And Doug Woodward being on the show. And an hour of news and actually some levity. Okay. Fine, it's flagged for review. Those of you who listened to last night's show, was there any hate? Hate speech? No. Okay, let me continue with this. Upon review, we've determined that it violates our guidelines. Okay, where? Not going to tell you. So it continues. We've removed it from YouTube and assigned a community guidelines strike or temporary penalty to your account. Video content restrictions. We don't allow content that encourages illegal activities. Where in the hell did we encourage illegal activities? Where? We didn't. Or incites users to violate YouTube's guidelines. Where do we incite anyone to do anything except just provide information? The only depictions of such activities that we may allow need to be educational or documentary in nature and shouldn't be designed to help or encourage others to initiate them or imitate them. Again, my question stands. When uploading a video, make sure to post as much information as possible in the title and description to help us and your viewers understand the primary purpose of the video. And of course, there's a link. Learn more here. Impact of the strikes. This is the first strike applied to your account. But folks, it's not going to be the last. Do you see what they are doing? Now, you might think to yourself, well, wait a second, this really is not news, and you know, what are you getting all hot and bothered for? For you? For you, for your children? For my children? This is the first strike applied to your account. We understand that users seldom intend to violate our policies. I'm going to keep reading. That's why strikes don't last forever. This strike will expire in 3 months. However, it's important to remember that additional strikes could prevent you from posting content to YouTube and even lead to your account being terminated. Folks, it is beginning. And this is how it starts. If you think that this is just a shot across the bow, no. I've been doing this too long. Now, how you can respond? And I love this part. If you believe this was a mistake, yeah, we'd like to hear from you. Really? You want to hear from us? Please follow both these steps as simply deleting the video won't resolve the strike on your account. The next time you sign in, you'll be asked to acknowledge the strike on your account. And of course, if you want to appeal this strike, please submit this form.
When I submit the form, I trust me when I tell you this, it will be very professional. As I'll handle this very professionally.
Noting here that our team will thoroughly review your appeal and contact you again. Date received today. Okay. Now, the issue here, folks, this is not happening in a vacuum. And you may tire of hearing about this. And you may think that I'm doing nothing more than whining about this. That's not the case. It's not the case. You need to look at the bigger picture, what is really taking place. You know the basics. You know that they're trying to silence all the conservatives. You know the basics, that they're trying to silence the Christians. You know that we are not long, if you are a conservative Christian, you are not long for the digital world, okay? Now, at least not in its current form. And this would be a good moment in time to tell you, if you are listening to this broadcast, please go to HagmanReport.com and bookmark that website. That's step one. And here's how we can fight back in a very asymmetrical manner. Go to HagmanReport.com and bookmark that website. Step two, take a look right underneath the banner, top part of the website. You'll see sign up for a newsletter. And yes, I know the mechanism we are using, so please do not send me emails, because there is a reason for this, the mechanism. In other words, we're using a certain company that it's part of the Borg, I guess. But I've gotten emails about this. I understand. We've spent hours upon hours upon hours going through this. I spoke to Eric about this, and we've gone through a lot of things. But the simplest interface that we found is this one particular mail service. Okay, here's what you click on. Click here to receive newsletter. Click there, and go ahead and put your email address and your first and last name there. Okay, in this newsletter. Please do that today. Please do that as soon as possible, because once we are taken off, you're not going to be able to necessarily find us that easy. But in this fashion, we will be able to communicate with you the important information. So doing that, So let me finish this thought, because people hate it when I don't finish the thought. Please sign up for our quote newsletter. And it's not really a newsletter, not yet. It's just keeping you a way to keep you informed digitally. Now, we're taking it another step. It doesn't involve that, but if we have to, and I mean this with every fiber of my being, if we have to, I will create a newspaper. And I mean that.
like the old-fashioned newspapers, or Thomas Paine, common sense pamphlets, whatever. I will create a hard copy. Now, this is, okay, so again, in the last 12 hours, YouTube, in my view, well, YouTube has issued us a community guideline strike, deleted the video from, I believe, I was looking, I couldn't find it. Now, that could be a process error at the moment, but anyway, from last night's show. And they intend to take us down. That's simple as that. So to help us out, if you want to, bookmark HagmanReport.com and check it every day, because I am going to be pouring a lot of stuff into Hagman Report that, folks, information from investigative files that are unavailable elsewhere. But the second thing is sign up for the newsletter. It's not really a newsletter. It's a way for us to keep you informed. We're not going to spam you. We're not going to send you a whole bunch of emails every day. It's not really a newsletter. It's a way that when we get dusted from the digital arena, that we can at least keep in contact with you and tell you where we're at, if you so desire. And if not, hey, that's okay. But really, here's the issue that I open with and I'm angered about. It's the people that sit behind networks that know this is going on, and they fail to mention this. I don't give a damn if it's Rush Limbaugh or Sean Hannity or Laura Ingraham or I'm talking about people on our side. I don't look. It's their future ultimately too, but you see, the left is desperate. The communists are desperate. They've got to shut us down. Did you ever think, and I'm going to toss this out, you see, mentally, once Donald Trump got in office, things are going to be just roses and puppy dog tails and rainbows and, right? No. They're doubling down. They want to see us gone. And when I say gone, I'm talking physically gone, at least in my view. And I've had conversations about tactics and methods and such. So you may think, listening to this, well, geez, you know, see, it happens to you. Now you're outraged. Well, look, we were talking about Alex Jones and InfoWars and how absolutely not just unfair, but how dangerous this is. And as much as, look, I like Alex Jones. I host the fourth hour on his program every other week. But I don't agree with him with everything. He doesn't agree with me. Okay? We understand that. But it's his right to say certain things. And don't say, well, it's okay to say this, but this is hate speech. And okay, define hate speech. Define hate speech for me. If I say I hate you, is that hate speech? Or is that an opinion? Because you see, I've already, in out of pocket, paid in the last almost 3 years $50,000 to with respect to lawsuits. But there are people who rejoice in that. So, I mean, I paid my dues to say what I'm saying right now. Essentially, I paid for this microphone, to paraphrase Ronald Reagan. And I'm no Ronald Reagan, believe me. But you see what's happening here? It's beginning. For us, it's beginning. It's today, it's beginning. Now, for you, maybe it'll begin, oh, I don't know, a month from now, a week from now. We want to stand up for you. And you see, ultimately, just think about this. Let me ask you, do you do your banking online? What happens when you won't be able to do your online banking and you will have no other alternative? Or because of your ideological position, yeah, you may not be able to do certain things to exist. 1984 Orwellian, isn't it? That's where it's going. Unabated right now. And again, there are certain people dressed up as conservatives or cloaked as conservatives or Republicans or the arbiters of what the truth might be, who are just joyous over this. I do understand it. They're the very same people who are coming after us. And I dare say they will be the very same people, at least their connections, because I know where they're connected. I know who's behind them. I know who is. I know a lot. But I can't say. You know why I can't say? Because I got a letter from my attorney saying, shut up for the moment. You'll have your time, but just shut up, because he knows. He knows me. He knows me. Oh, this is incredible. It's not the fact that this one, I mean, I expected this at some point. What angers me is how this is going to affect all of us eventually. When they take away our right to a freedom of speech, or when somebody in China or somebody in the Silicon Valley, I don't know, not too much of a difference, is there, decides what's hate speech and what isn't, or what violates community guidelines, or better yet, the content that's disallowed, encouraging illegal activities. What? I'm not even going to finish that thought. I was speaking at length with Stan Dale yesterday and Holly Dale, both. They're in the same boat in a way, even a little bit more. They received a number of strikes, I believe. I'm not 100% certain of how many, but their account was put on restriction. The Dales, Stan and Holly Dale, you know. Talking, look, they wouldn't hurt a fly. They incite violence? Never. No. But they were hit with violations from something they posted 8 years ago. Eight years ago. You see a pattern here. Okay. You know, let me regain my ground here. I just now received an email from Peter Berrychalk. I sent him earlier. I sent him the image of our page. And at 4:37 his time, he wrote the following. Now, I'm not going to violate any confidences here. I just want to let you know that Peter has been fighting this fight, and he's a warrior. But anyway, he brings up a couple of things that I think are important. And again, I'm not going to read the email. I'm going to cite from it because I think it's important. Last night at the MTV Video Music Awards. Now, this was broadcast internationally from Radio City Music Hall. And by the way, if I can just make an offshoot there, I've been to Radio City Music Hall and watched the Rockettes dance. I don't even know if that's allowed anymore. Back in the early 80s, I think it was. In fact, I had a front row seat. I don't know exactly how I got it, but anyway, at the Radio City Music Hall. Yeah, yay for me, right? Anyway, Radio City Music Hall, the hip-hop, right? I'm okay. I'm just, I could spit nails, man. All right. The rap, hip-hop, racist, anti-white extravaganza. Rap artist or t-shirts saying, for example, expletive, beginning with F, the wall. They hurled obscenities at our president and performed on stage with scores of illegal aliens. Now think about that for a second. If I was head of the Immigration Customs Enforcement, I would basically surround Radio City Music Hall and let them go ahead and make their performance. And then when the illegals, the people here in this country illegally left the stage, I would promptly arrest them and anyone who facilitated their presence there. But that's just me, and that's just one man's opinion. Interestingly, the subject of the email from Peter Barryczauka is, we're going downhill fast. By the way, you can follow Peter while you can at PeteChauka on Twitter. And I'd suggest doing so. He's got some good stuff. Now, MTV announced a multi-million dollar Rock the Vote campaign to register millions of useful idiots and illegals so they can vote for Democrats this November. Go back to 1992. This is why history is so important. Remember the Rock the Vote campaign, 1992, that helped to get Clinton elected? Remember how that was weaponized? Fox News broadcast video of multiple instances of New York City police doing their jobs. But they were confronted by feral mobs who got in their faces, who called them racists, who threatened them. Even confronting them at their local station, at their local precincts. You'll see this on Fox News, but you won't see it on MSNBC necessarily with the same slant or the same, no, it's all, you know, look what Donald Trump is causing. Yeah, it's the rule of law is finally being engaged to the extent that he's being allowed to engage the rule of law. The police had to stand there and take it because de Blasio ordered them to stand down. Seldom reported, similar events are happening across our nation. Are you getting this yet? Or am I just preaching to the choir? If folks, let me just say this. If you don't spread this on social, this program on social networking, if you don't tell someone else about this program, I mean, as much as I love to chat with you folks, if I'm not telling you anything you don't know, both of us are wasting our time here. Today, prisoners in 17 states are going on strike against the racist criminal justice system. Fox News even hired a representative of this movement this morning and gave her an extensive hearing without challenge. The days of letting violent felons out of prison back on the streets, restoring them to full voting rights, etc., are not far away. We've seen this happen already. In various venues. Thanks, Peter. Now, away from, or what Peter referenced is, Kevin Hart at the MTV Video Music Awards last night. He said this. This game, you're allowed to kneel. Hart said while presenting with fellow comedian Tiffany Haddish, whoever that is. He continued, and this is what gets me. He continued, you can do whatever you want. There's no old white men to stop you. It's pretty racist, isn't it? By the way, I might be old, but believe me, let's throw down. Kevin Hart. Let's throw down. I guarantee you. You give me the... Look, I'm good for the first... 30 seconds. But is that not racist? And believe me, YouTube is not going to have any problem with that. Hart said that the award show was like the typical day at the White House. Beefs pop off, bad language, people run to the bathroom and send out crazy tweets, Hart said. It's basically like a typical day at the White House. And he continued with, in your face, Trump, suck it. That's what's being beamed out to the millennials or the people who watch this crap. You see, if I had children under the age of consent who were watching this, and I've done this before with televisions a lot heavier, that television would be thrown out of the room. Oh, don't even think about buying rap music. And also, don't even think about going to the movies. You can ask Joe. I have not changed. Okay. So you've got NFL players continuing to protest the national anthem. You know what? Don't go to the game. The games. Don't go. Bankrupt these pukes. Some rapper named Logic. Do you see the... He had a shirt on that read, that had the words F the wall, you know, with it spelled out, except there was an asterisk for the U, apparently. While singing his song One Day, now this 28-year-old singer was joined on stage by, and I'm quoting the words here, immigrant leaders, parents, and children, all wearing T-shirts that said, we're all human beings. There's no question about it. You're human beings. We get that. Look, you could be a human being and rob a bank. You could be a human being and steal, candy. You could be... And you call yourself Logic? Okay, so... look, maybe you want to turn this show off right now. Maybe you think all he's doing is just yipping and yapping and complaining. Well, I'm going to tell you right now, for those of you who keep your mouth shut, who decide to keep your mouth shut for the sake of your job or for the sake of whatever, your family, you think you're doing yourself a service. You're doing yourself a very grave disservice because they will come for you. As well, you either talk and speak now and choose your side now and act appropriately now. When I say that, I'm not, just understand this, and I can't even believe I've got to say this. I'm not advocating violence. No. Educate yourself as to what's going on. Look around you. And act appropriately. Stop your kids from watching this stuff. Turn off. Don't fall into that. But I, what I'm saying is, if you don't act now, at some point, you're going to have to act. And it later on, it might be a life or death action, if you get my drift. It blows my mind to see... I don't even want to give her credit, but there's somebody on the internet that really hates Alex Jones. It's a personal thing, obviously. And my word, spent 5 minutes looking at her Twitter feed. Great, in my view, in my personal opinion, I'm not a doctor. I've got to catch this like 500 different ways. Looney Tunes. Looney Tunes. That's what we're fighting. We're fighting insanity. Yeah. All right.
No, while I'm at it. If I heard this 10 years ago, I would think that I have gone insane. But did you, I don't know how many people saw this. Okay, there's a guy. Oh, man. Okay, and I'm sorry. Look, sometimes I get just very angry, and it's difficult for me to like link words together to make coherent sentences. But there's a guy by the name of Sean Richard Christie. Now he posted a threatening message on Facebook referencing Donald Trump. Keep it up, Morgan Elliott. I promise I'll put a bullet in your head as soon as I put one in the head of President Donald J. Trump. Now, that's obviously against the community guideline, community standards on Facebook. But you know what? That post is still up. It's still up. Meanwhile, ours isn't. Our YouTube, I mean, the YouTube. So, okay. Do you think he's going to get a community guideline strike? No. But a man last seen in Maryland on Sunday night is wanted for threatening to shoot President Trump. He's also threatened to attack law enforcement, any law enforcement officer who tries to apprehend him. He's wanted on other charges, but the FBI's primary goal is to catch him before he carries out his charge of threatening or to shoot Donald Trump. The U.S. Marshals Service is offering a $20,000 reward for information leading to the arrest of Sean Richard Christie. That name is Sean Richard Christie. Hey, Facebook, take it down. But more importantly, folks, if you know Sean Richard Christie, you know where he's at, contact the U.S. Marshals Service. You got 20 grand waiting for you, if you do. This is where we're at today. If you search the name Sean, Shawn Richard Christie with a Y, Christy, if you search that name, you'll see pictures of this individual. He's a white guy, stands about 5'10, 160 pounds. He's got short, dark blonde hair, large tattoo in his upper right arm. Of course he does. Of a pointed cross and barbed wire, and speaks with a distinct lisp. I'm not going to do. You got it. Because now you know I'm going to get strike. I get a strike for making fun of somebody with a lisp. By the way, he's also wanted in my state, Pennsylvania, for burglary, probation violation, and failure to appear on an aggravated assault case. So he's got a history of violence. But the fact that he's threatened to use lethal force on any law enforcement officer that tries to detain him, that's a problem. So, folks, if you know Sean Richard Christie, you got three agencies, FBI, Secret Service, and U.S. Marshals. I like the Marshals, by the way. The FBI, I don't know. Hey, Peter Strzok, how you doing? And Secret Service, well, they're a good company as well, or a good organization as well.
But this guy is reportedly armed and dangerous, should not be approached. Sean Richard Christie. But see, okay, so his Facebook page is still up with that threat. It's okay. It's okay. Violating community standards, but it's okay. Whereas we talk about the destruction of the West, and we're not allowed to do that because that's just against the narrative. By the way, if you're a Christian conservative out there, I just have three words of advice for you. Buy more ammo. You're going to need it. Target practice, you know. Always hone your skills. But no, I'm serious about this. If you think that this is going to abate where we're at, the violence or the potential for violence, if you think that this is going to suddenly abate, you are so deluded. And as a Christian conservative, if you've got, in my view now, this is just one man's opinion, all right? And I'm so stating this because I have to, but this is what I believe. I can't remember the guy we had on, who's never going to come on our show, our flagship show again, when asked if he would if someone was raping his wife or, you know, children or whatever, if he would, you know, shoot or respond violently. I'm not even exactly sure how the question was framed, but would you shoot somebody that's raping your wife? And he said, nah, I really have to pray about it. Okay. To me, okay. I know who that was. I know who said that. You folks, you might be a Christian conservative and disagree with me, but I'm going to tell you something. In my personal opinion, you're nothing but a useless, there's a word for it that I don't like to use. It's C-U-C-K, okay? It's, you're just useless. If it takes you any time at all to have to think about it, then in my view, you're useless. But it's my opinion as well that we've got a community within the conservative Christian community filled with a bunch of useless morons. It wouldn't take me long to think about terminating the assault on my family members at all. I wouldn't even have to think twice. I mean, there'd be no hesitation. But that's what we've come to here. So my recommendation to you is, can you see, or if you can see where we're headed, and I pray, I pray that this doesn't happen. But I don't see any way that it's not going to happen. The legacy of Barack Hussein Obama leaving this country with such a divide, and now the communists who call themselves progressive or liberals have exacerbated and continue to exacerbate this divide. The conditions are ripe for violence here in the United States, and you better damn well be prepared for that. All of you, if you care, and I do hope you care, because if you don't, you're being selfish. I don't want to sound like I'm lecturing, because I don't mean that, but you see where I'm coming from. So, buy more ammo. And again, is just to be clear, that's not a threat. That's just a you're going to need it for target practice, and it's not a threat. Just to remain in line with community guideline standards. Of course, I'm not advocating violence. I'm not suggesting violence. I'm suggesting you become proficient with a firearm if you are legally allowed to carry one. What else do I have to say? You get the idea. You know, I know I'm going all over the place here, but kind of in a related matter. And the same people are coming after me legally, or the same person, shall I say. But I know it's not person, it's multiple. This kind of falls into this as well. The Canadian government now, I don't know how many people saw this, they're moving to block freedom of speech in an effort to prop up Justin Trudeau. Now, you've seen pictures of Justin Trudeau, right? You know this guy in my, well, okay, you've seen pictures of Justin Trudeau. Now, under the pretext of making moves to block election interference from outside interests, the government of Justin Trudeau from Canada, they're moving to block internet content critical of Trudeau and his policies. You can't even, so let me get this straight. You can't even criticize Justin Trudeau or his policies online. Sundance from Conservative Treehouse writes, simultaneously and ironically, the same Canadian government is spending millions lobbying U.S. politicians in Washington to retain their one-sided NAFTA trade benefits. It's about that and more. But when you have I can't even think of an adjective that would fly in this broadcast I could use for Trudeau. But the options that they're considering, Trudeau, his government, and the government of Canada, among the options they're considering is to require that publishers of online content identify themselves. Okay, the publishers of online content to identify themselves. The publishers of online content. Think about that statement. Just put that aside for a moment, because that does have a very distinct legal meaning. Also, it would make internet companies legally liable for the content that appears on their platforms. Okay, think about it this way, because this is something that we have an issue with. People have, for a flagship show on YouTube and such, we have seen the writing on the wall. I have seen in legal documents sent to me, I have seen comments that were captured by individuals who want to shut us down, by people posting comments in the comment section. People are yelling and saying, well, it's unfair. You've shut down the comment section. Yeah, we have. You know why? Because they're using that section to make us liable for what some pro-communist member says. Let's just say someone says on the comment section, President Trump's an idiot. He should be, murdered or whatever. I'm using that as an example. We could be held liable, or they're saying that we are engaged in hate speech when we've got nothing to do with it. Which goes back, by the way, to the United States Communications Decency Act. I'm not going to get into the particulars, but internet companies are not liable. For example, I'm not going to get into that, but you see what I'm saying. People look at things and say, well, you're a bunch of idiots for not having the comments section open on YouTube. And I'm not going to listen to your show anymore because you closed the comments sections off. Well, yeah, not only to protect us, but to protect you as well, and especially if you are a moderator in that chat room, you can become legally liable. But obviously, you don't care. You can't see past the end of your nose when you're talking about stuff like this. But let's get back to Canada here. require platforms to clearly identify bots, automated social media accounts used to amplify messages. Okay, yeah, all right. Reintroduce a non-criminal remedy to investigate and respond to hate speech along the lines of anti-hate provision of the Canadian Human Rights Act, repealed in 2013 amid concerns and muzzled free speech. Go find a copy of that Canadian Human Rights Act of 2013, that was repealed in 2013. Go find a copy of that and see if that set of laws. Or that law, the set of standards, is okay with you. It tells you basically what you can and can't say, or can and can't write. Even if it's nonviolent, even if it's just critical, criticizing. You can't do that. If you say, you know, I don't like Trudeau's policy on illegal immigration. You can't do that. It's against our rules. So, does that hamper freedom of speech? I think so. And there are some other things, such as requiring much greater transparency for political advertising and digital media. Now, by the way, design a meaningful way for Canadians to consent to the collection and use of their individual data, which would also apply to databases amassed by political parties. But did you catch the first part of that? Design a meaningful way for Canadians to consent to the collection and use of their data, individual data. All right. And another thing, too. I don't know how many people know this. Sundance pointed this out again in the article on Conservative Treehouse. But did you know that it's against Canadian law for U.S. banks to operate in Canada? Meanwhile, the Canadian government demands their banks to be permitted to operate in the United States. Or did you know that NAFTA is not actually a trade block of the U.S., Mexico, and Canada? Instead, NAFTA is merely an internal agreement of trade issues only between the three nations. This structure allows Canada and Mexico to engage with third-party nations as brokers for access to the U.S. market. For the last 20-plus years, Canada and Mexico have exploited this agreement to the benefit of their own economy and shall I add, to the detriment of the U.S. economy. They've exfiltrated American wealth and have done so without any regard for how damaging it is to our nation. We are the host nation. They are the parasites. But Donald Trump steps in, and thankfully, and President Donald Trump is the first and only U.S. politician who not only understands the flawed structure that NAFTA is, but also stated quite openly that he no longer will allow it. Not gonna happen. Hence the massive lobbying effort, the tens of millions of dollars being spent by Canada into the U.S. seeking these like-minded Nimrod robot morons, allies, to eliminate the threat that is known as President Donald Trump. He's upset the apple cart known as the globalist system. That everyone that has gone along with it, Obama and Clinton, yeah, and G.W. Bush and H.W. Bush, the royalty. It's interesting because Ezra Levant said this in a Twitter remark, that Trudeau is increasingly unpopular despite the media party's best efforts. So he's moving to shut down criticism of him online, including through Human Rights Commission censorship. Obviously, the media party approves. Civil libertarians are silent. Oh, man. Yeah. There it is. I mean, so the free speech laws under the Canadian government moving to block freedom of speech because we can't, you can't criticize Trudeau. No. this is a plague against free speech. We have it in America. It's constitutionally protected. Other countries don't. But do you see how the symbiosis here? In how members of the media here, members of the social network, the Silicon Valley slithering snakes, do you see that Silicon Valley group that I've referenced? Do you see how they're working in tandem with the globalists? What's their desired outcome? Their desired outcome is to silence any dissenting voices, yours, mine. And it's already started. It began long before Alex Jones. Alex Jones was one of the biggest ones, however. This is what we're fighting. Among other things, this is a huge aspect of what we're fighting right now. I probably should say this. If I sound more scattered than usual, you know what? It's just because I'm looking at all of these issues, all of these problems, all of these really monstrous attacks that we are facing. And this is not a poor me session. I really want everyone to understand the severity of what we're dealing with. I mean, look, for an example, if you're in California, do me a favor, check out the California Assembly Bill AB, that's AB 2943. The American Center for Law and Justice, Senior Counsel David French, talked about this particular law, the ramifications concerning goods and services earlier this spring after California Assembly passed the controversial bill. This law would loom over booksellers and churches, establishing a chilling effect and providing pretext for even more secular booksellers to refrain from stocking certain Christian titles, no matter how well-reasoned, well-researched, and well-argued. What this bill is, just to kind of sum it up, is that it would make it illegal. This AB 2943 declares that advertising, offering to engage in, or engaging in sexual orientation change efforts with an individual is illegal under the state's consumer fraud law. So if you've got somebody out there, and here's a good example. This is my example. If I write a book saying, let me back up. If a well-credentialed psychiatrist writes a book and says, if Johnny at 12 years old is confused about his sexual identity, here are a few measures you could take to assist him. And if any one of those suggests that he was born a boy, and sexual or gender identity, I'll just say that, gender identity, confused about his gender identity. So if the author says, well, here's a few things that you could do to help him gain some good footing, and that is to remind him that he was born with, you know, boys plumbing and such. Well, that's against the law, and that would create this necessity or create the environment where such self-help books, common sense approach, you'd be banning books. You'd be banning books from that contain any information or any kind of helpful information to help Johnny regain his footing that, yeah, he was born a boy and he should remain a boy. And he can't even talk about it because that's against the law in California. The ACLJ Seculos group has got this under the microscope. Now, it's time for California legislature to come to its senses and remember the Bill of Rights. The California Assembly has passed the bill. Now it's in the California Senate's hands. Perhaps more reasonable minds will prevail. California senators actually ended up approving the bill on Thursday last by a vote of 25-11. So think about it this way. California has gone rogue and redefined free speech. This, according to Greg Burt of the California Family Council. Any type of church activity that involves a speaker's fee, a conference, a marriage retreat, paid counseling, or resources that you would offer to people with same-sex attraction, even college courses,
will be made illegal in California. Where in the hell is this country going?
Attorneys have said that this is going to be knocked down, but it's just going to be tied up in the courts. Man, do I know that, because, okay, we cannot be silent. This is what silence gets you. Just as I started out this program about silence, I will end it. This is what your silence and people's silence has allowed to happen. And this is in California, soon to be all across the United States. I should add that the legal expert urged all Americans to pay attention to this case. They're noting that there are similar efforts in other states. We don't know exactly when this AB 2943 will come up, but it will have to be passed by the end of the month. Byrd added the 31st of August is the last day bills have to pass before they get to the governor's desk. It's headed to the governor's desk, I believe, as we speak. But the bottom line is this. This is what silence gets you. I often refer to the term, the German word, Schadenfreude. Just because you detest someone's views and you rejoice in their silencing, their platform being deplatformed or whatever, that's Schadenfreude. That's taking delight in the troubles of others. But it's even more than that. Because the very same thing will happen to you. Yeah, the individual or individuals who are transcribing this broadcast to use against me in court action, go for it. But understand, you will be silenced as well. So enjoy it in your twisted minds. Enjoy it. We need to work together. If you are a Christian and you're a conservative, we need to work together. We need to stop being silent. We need to identify the wolves in our midst. We need to identify the enemies of freedom, and we need to fight back. We will not go quietly into the sunset. We will not be silenced. Which, again, I urge you to go to HagmanReport.com, bookmark HagmanReport.com, click on the newsletter, and sign up, please, while you still can. If you like what you hear, please spread this on social media. This was kind of this program was not one of my best, but I'm sounding, again, the alarm bells. This is coming quicker than you think. Oh, and why now? Much has got to do with the midterm elections. And take my word for it, or don't, but once the midterms are over, let's just say that the conservatives, small c conservatives, prevail. I believe all hell will break loose. Absolutely, beyond anything people are thinking right now. Because they're all in. Get out to vote. Make sure you're registered to vote. You might not think it means anything. And in some cases, you have a point. But we can't stop now. May God bless each and every one of you, protect you. Let's stick together. Let's unite and fight. Have a great day.
The Doug Hagman Radio Show is brought to you by The Hagman Report. Tune in to The Hagman Report weekdays, 7 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time. For more information, go to HagmanReport.com. That's HagmanReport.com.